Good evening. I'm just having a think about the aging potential of wines generally, and clearly a firm generalisation is that the wine should be tannic and full-bodied to have any hope of, surviving and possibly maturing over, say, 15 to 25 years. And the classic example is a good all-round Bordeaux. It doesn't have to be an expensive one, but it has to be a bottle which is capable of maturing every year in the bottles. So I've got a Piscine Centimillion, and every time I open one of those, I've still got about five or six of them left from 2016, which was a remarkable vintage. And every year that wine is maturing. So in the first couple of years, it was a very pale red plum hue, but over time it's becoming darker and darker red. And the flavour profile is going from, red currant and plum through to dark cherry, dark plum. And eventually it will come out on licorice and damson notes. It's a very difficult wine to absolutely be certain as to its peak drinking window. So it's a wine which I'm kind of experimenting with, taking the risk of just holding it back and seeing, what its potential is. But a couple of years ago or so, I drank a 18-year-old Cru Bourgeois, not a very splendid wine from some part, I think it was the Medoc in Bordeaux, and it was as fresh as it was, when it was bottled. I mean, it was in its drinking window, but it definitely could have lasted at least another 4 years. And at the same time, I opened a bottle which was 5 years younger. So that would have been around 13 years old. And it was dead. It was a Bordeaux from Graves. It was dead. It was brown. It had nothing to offer at all. It had lost all its fruit and all its bounce. And that has made me very wary of aging potential, particularly Bordeaux. It's really incredibly hit and miss. And, even if you have a Château which works well for you, there's going to be an enormous difference from one vintage to another. So, you can become wise to the drinking windows of Bordeaux, and they do go in and out. Just because it was good last year doesn't mean it's going to be good next year, but it could be good again in, say, 4 years' time. It's maturing in the bottle. It's a vibrant, biodynamic product. But there's no, hard and fast rules. You are just going to have to take risks. So you tend to get a feel for not necessarily the exact region, but the types of wine which for you age well. For me, 100% Merlot has got more potential than a blend. But every time you make a rule, you'll find an exception. So, it's worth realizing that maturing Bordeaux, it's definitely the way to go, but you are taking risks. Now, the other wine that I absolutely love aging is anything from the Rhone. It doesn't have to be an expensive Rhone. It should be something from about £11 upwards, ideally. But even a light-bodied Rhone, you'd be surprised at the potential. So, in general, I would say, if you see something you like, buy three of them at the same vintage. So, you drink one now, You have one for long-term cellaring and one for short-term cellaring. And if you really love it, obviously buy 6 or 12. Now, I often buy 12 Rhone, say a Plant de Dieu or a Village, and I probably aim to drink them at a rate of about 2 or 3 a year. And if I've got 12, you know, one or two will be given away as gifts as well. So when you give a gift, don't give away a bottle of wine you didn't like. You can send those to auction. You'd be surprised, but your local town auction gallery will probably take wine. So you can get rid of it and make a few quid. But when you give a gift, you're giving a part of your soul. So give something that you enjoy, you know is good quality, but you think matches the personality of your recipient. Now, there are lots and lots of other wines in the world that will mature. Obviously, you're Northern Italy, and your better class of Spanish wine, very good. And I do take a few risks on sort of lower priced Spanish and Portuguese if they seem fairly tannic or they've been well oaked. Higher end Malbecs from Argentine, and a more pricey type of Australian. Most other reds, apart from expensive South African, I would drink pretty early on, you know, within 4 years of purchase, say. In my opinion, life is too precious to drink cheap wine. There's a lot of wine-like stuff, and there's a lot of water in your tap. You don't have to keep that tap on 24/7, and you don't have to drink up the wine lake of Europe any more than you have to take on a part-time job scrubbing toilets. There's always someone else to do that for you. I want you to value your existence. I want you to, you know, level up constantly. If you drank some 10-year-old wines last year, drink some 15-year-old wines this year, and drink some 20-year-old wines next year. You've got to continually ask a question, you know, of yourself, why not me? Like, why should you drink rubbish? Why should you eat rubbish? Why should you work at a menial job? There's always plenty of people to step in and take that opportunity from you. It's better to drink one glass of wine a week and for it to be the top quality than for you to be drinking, you know, abysmal garbage all week long. I like a glugging wine as well as anyone, but I want it to be, you know, at least the quality of a good Rhone Village or a good Beaujolais. And I don't want to drink lower priced Bordeaux. Of course, I like to grab a bargain. I'm only too happy to pay £10 for a £16 bottle. I'm only too happy to pay £15 for a £25 bottle. But I don't want to be drinking wine which is clearly framed together, you know, just to mop up Sunday lunch. And I want you to be like that. Be picky, be classy. Be exclusive. Do yourself a favour and everyone around you. Start to prize yourself as a superstar, a guru, and someone who really, really matters.